Check, 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 check.
How y'all doing?
Say it loud.
How I go?
I'm Blacks.
Back at
Black. And I'm at, proud. Say it loud. I'm Blacks. B-L-A-X. Black. B-L-A-C-K. And proud. Say it loud. Capital B, capital L, capital A, capital X. Capital B, capital L, capital A, capital C.
Hey, hey, how y'all doing? Back at it again. This is me, Ken Lee M. Robinson. Today, we're talking about Frederick McKinley Jones. Now, one more time, as the time goes on, we learn that thanks to this man, as it is today, Frederick McKinley Jones is making it possible for us to stay cool. Born May 17th, 1893, ended February 21st, 1961. He was an inventor, entrepreneur, an engineer, one. He received 61 patents, 40 for refrigeration technology. He co-founded Thurman King and also served as a sergeant. He was born in Covington, Kentucky. His father was white. His mother was black. His father, railroad worker, and he was struggling to take care of this young man. So the white folks, the Catholic priest, Father Ryan, took little Jones in. He later left school at the sixth grade at the age of 11 and went to work. In 1912, he moved to Minnesota. He worked as a mechanic. Yeah. Jones' proximity, he lived to 20 years in Minnesota, for over 20 years. He liked it. He went to the military in World War I, all black unit. After the service, he worked as a mechanic. He invented a device to combine sound with motion pictures. Jones worked on converting silent movie projects into audio-visual projects. Around 38, following a request by Numero, Jones began designing the thermal control Model A automatic truck refrigeration unit. Yep. 1941, he completed development of the Model C, which was mounted to the front of the truck. It was a compact light and withstood road travel vibrations. He also developed a portable X-ray machine, snowmobile, sound tracking synchronizer. Out of all these things, this man was able to elevate. One of the most important things was that he had it going on, and the elevation of the situation was all about creating something so that people behind him would be able to stay cool. Now, what we have to do as a people is to learn and understand that in order to truly appreciate and understand how powerful this man was. How many, what did I say? 60 patents. Over 60 patents. Now, you never heard of this man, Frederick McKinley Jones. Never heard of him. You hear Westinghouse or GE or Whirlpool, but you never hear Frederick McKinley Jones. The main reason you never hear Frederick McKinley Jones is because he's a black man. You understand what I'm saying? How did this man have over 60? He received 61 patents, but nobody recalls or even says the word genius pertaining to this man. Yet Einstein worked at the patent offices, had no education, had no abilities at all, but Einstein is called a genius because while he was there, what he did was read all these other people's applications for patents, and he has absolutely no patent, no patent, no copyright, no trademark. Because in order to have those, you must be thinking of on your own, or you can be stealing. But what he did was the slick way. He gonna read somebody's paperwork, come up with a theory from their paperwork, and now he's a genius. But if he ain't reading somebody else's paperwork, there is no theory to come up with. One more time. The problem with us as a people is we recognize everybody except for unless they look like us. If they look like us, then what? What? Have you lost your mind? How dare you? Yeah. Our only problem is once we stop allowing people to dictate as to who and what it is that we should be doing, then we can do it. Then we can do things. You understand what I'm saying? Mr. Jones is a prime example. When I look at Mr. Jones, I think of Naaman. 2 Kings chapter 5. He went in pure blood, feet apart of the golden hair, the wolf of lamb, and came out covered with leprosy, head to toe. Now, he was still the pure blood. He may have been covered with leprosy, but it was still a pure blood. His hair may have turned white, but it was still the wool of the lamb. So he was and is still the pure blood. You know, so overcoming that, which Frederick McKinley Jones had to come overcome, because him still being a black man didn't change the fact. Because he had a white daddy. Nobody cared nothing about that. You know, white folks, that don't mean nothing. If your mama black, you're black. You are incorporated in and of the lower species of life. But at the same time, for some strange reason, I don't understand how that happens, but for some strange reason, some strange way, the whiteness in him counts, long as they see it. As I'm speaking upon more and more, we as a people need to recognize the things, the achievements that our forefathers have created. Mr. Jones, Mr. Jones, 61 patents. Whoa, automatically stopping and starting gas engines, two-cycle gas engine, automatic refrigeration system for long-haul trucks, starter generator, system for controlling operation of refrigeration units, apparatus for heating or cooling atmosphere within an enclosure, prefabricated refrigerator, methods and means of defrosting and cold diffusion, control device for interior combustion engine. The man was a genius in all actuality. He created so much. Let me see. They saying right here that this is about.
In 1920.
Thermo King, my nigga, yeah, the Thermo King. I keep telling people.
Americans, and people around the world for that matter, have heard of. He is a black Midwesterner by the name of Frederick McKinley Jones, who just so happened to invent refrigeration equipment that makes a child's routine trot to the ice cream truck possible.
Did you hear it? One more time. What we need to do is keep putting this concept, keep making sure that these people that made it possible for the world, that's what I don't do. Say it loud, blacks, black, and I'm proud. Say it loud, blacks, black, and I'm proud. Say it loud, I'm blacks, black, and I'm proud. Say it loud, blacks, black, and I'm proud. I say it loud, blacks, black, and I'm proud. Say it loud, I say it loud, I say it loud, blacks, black, and I'm proud. I say it loud, I say it loud, in order of all of my forefathers. Say it loud, blacks, black, and I'm proud. Oh, 90 seconds. Okay, well, they should be killing me off with that 60 seconds. And as I said before, this is my second time doing this. So what we're going to have to do is elevate the game. And like I said, I am not no African-American. I am blacks, B-L-A-X, B-L-A-C-K. I am from Nigritia, N-I-G-R-I-T-I-A, which is the land of the gods, which is before Africa, Toby. I notice Kunta Kinte. The three C's, Kunta 1K, Kinte 1K, Ki Swahili 1K. Three K's, K-K-K, Kunta Kinte Swahili. Say it loud, blacks, black, and I'm proud. 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 Say it loud, blacks, black, and I am proud. Say it loud, blacks, black, and I'm proud. Say it loud, blacks, black, and I am proud. Say it loud, say it loud, say it loud, blacks, black, and I'm proud. Say it loud, blacks, black, black, and I am proud. Okay. I thought it said 10 seconds. Like I said before, this is new to me. So I'm putting forth efforts to make this thing happen. Because accordingly to what I'm seeing, I have more than that kind of time. Say it loud, blacks, black, and I'm proud.